Gonna read with us tonight. We got some. Gonna read out of the book of Exodus. Exodus, the 34th chapter. And we're gonna read a little bit out of Numbers, 14th chapter. Flew there. Exodus, the 34th chapter. And Numbers, the 14th chapter. Fourth chapter of Exodus, we're going to start with the first verse. Good for us to be here this evening. Trust and pray it is for you. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first. Now I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone, like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him. And he took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us. For it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord. For it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Let thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. 14th chapter of the book of Numbers. We're going to start with about the 11th verse. And the Lord said unto Moses, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have shewed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, Then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by day time in a pillar of a cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard of the fame of thee will speak, saying, Because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of God, or the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land, which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ear, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that are numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in. They shall know the land which ye have despised, but as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land, died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And Moses told these sayings unto all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning and gat them up into the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and we'll go up unto the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, wherefore now do ye transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you. Ye shall fall by the sword, because ye are turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you. But they presume to go up unto the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites which dwelt in that hill, and smote them, and discomfited them, even unto Hormah. Now, maybe correctly reading, and I know that's a lot of reading this evening, but hopefully that you've got something, if nothing else, out of that, the reading today. There's some wonderful scripture. It most certainly is. And they're just letting us know. And I've got just a little bit of a thought. We'll try our best to stay around it, God being our helper. But I thought and hope that you got the setting of that was between the Lord and the children of Israel. It didn't altogether that affect Moses or nor Caleb nor Joshua, but it did affect the whole congregation of the children of Israel. And it told you about the men that come back with that of the evil report and said, you caused slander in that amongst the people against me. And that, he said, they died in the plague, in other words. And they said, the rest of you that's 20 years old and upward, he said, you're going to die in this wilderness. And you most certainly are. And they presumed and they said, we'll go. In other words, that just as they'd just be headlong and go on. But the Lord had already spoken and he had already told them that of which they were going to do. Now, I want to talk just a little bit, God being our helper, tonight about transgressions. There's a reason, my friend. The Bible says that the law was given because of their transgressions. And not just talking about the children of Israel here in this time, but brethren, but this is where it began, when that the days of Exodus, when Moses had went up on the mountain the second time, and the commandment was that you see, that you follow, and do these commandments. And I want you to realize tonight, and we know a good bit, no doubt, about the law, that, brethren, the law had no mercy, my friend, and the law had no forgiveness. It most certainly did. Yet God was a forgiving God. Yes, he was. He was that. And whether you have it or not, he even heard Moses. When Moses chided with the Lord, he said, don't destroy this people, because the enemy, my friend, in other words, it'll give them something to say that God wasn't able to bring them. My friend, over into the land that he had promised them. My friend, I want you to know tonight, brethren, that God has always been a forgiving God. My friend, forgiven. He said thousands. My friend, thousands of transgressions. My friend, he had forgiven the children of Israel. My friend, time after time. He most certainly had. My friend, but folks forget sometimes that God, my friend, had brought judgment upon this people. Yes, he had. He had already spoken. My friend, he said, they have trespassed. My friend, and he said, they have provoked me. My friend, and they've not learned of me. He says, therefore, they'll not go into the land which is promised. My friend, but said only two brethren above 20 year old. Brethren's going to make that journey. My friend, you can read these things. The law, my friend, and the commandments of God came. Brethren, they come with some retribution. Yes, they did. They come with some punishment. My friend, they most certainly did. My friend, just the Ten Commandments. My friend, brethren, some of them, brethren, brought death in the camp. Yes, it did. Now, the Bible says, and I believe this, my friend, brethren, there's a lot of people that day. I said, well, preacher, what's the number one sin? My friend, everybody wants to talk about, my friend, and know what the number one sin is. My friend, and when you tell them, they just won't have it. My friend, but the truth of it is, my friend, blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. My friend, shall never be forgiven. That's what the Word says. My friend, but I'll say this, under the law, my friend, the number one thing that troubled the Lord more than anything, my friend, was having other gods before him.
recognize, friend, I read it here, and he said, my name is jealous. Now, friend, for I am a jealous God. Now, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, friend, I wonder tonight if we realize how jealous God is. Now, friend, they come to Joshua on over. Brethren, in Joshua, when Joshua stood and said, for me and my house will serve the Lord. I choose you this day whom you'll serve. My friend, whether the gods of your fathers on the other side of the flood, that's what he says. My friend, or how will you serve the Lord? My friend, and they cried out and they said, we'll serve the Lord. My friend, you know what they wanted to serve the Lord with? My friend, every other god they're fathering. Yes, sir. And Joshua told them, he said, you cannot serve God. My friend, for God is a jealous God. Brethren, and he will not have you, my friend, with other gods. My friend, I read it to you tonight. My friend, the Lord said your sons is going to marry them daughters. My friend, and he said they go a whoring after other gods. My friend, and it'll cause your sons to go a whoring. My friend, after other gods. My friend, brother, and I believe it's idolatry. My friend, thou shalt not make no graven image. My friend, ain't that the second one? My friend, the first one says what? My friend, thou shalt have no other gods before me. My friend, brethren, did you know today? How'd you say, preacher? Them ain't in effect no more. My friend, read your book. My friend, you get past this, and my friend, you might be doing okay, but I promise you, my friend, it'll come down to the same thing. My friend, one writer said in the New Testament, he said, a new commandment I write unto thee. He said, which is not new. My friend, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. My friend, with all thine heart. My friend, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength. My friend, that little word all means all, folks. My friend, and I want you to know there ain't no other God in that all. No, sirree. My friend, there ain't no image either. My friend, he said, the second commandment's like this. My friend, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. My friend, on these two, my friend, hangeth the law and the commandments. My friend, promise you. My friend, brother, you keep them too. My, yes, sir. My friend, you'll fulfill. My friend, the commandments of God. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, it came because of transgression. My friend, did you know that law was never for the spiritual man? My friend, do you know why that? My friend, that law, you say, preacher, you're fixing to lose me. My friend, I'll give you enough foundation. My friend, you ought to be able to walk on that. My friend, and hold to it. Brethren, I want you to realize, my friend, that law could not give life. My friend, no, sir. It dealt with death. My friend, it dealt with punishment. Yes, it did. Yes, sir. My friend and brethren, I want you to realize it was not for the spiritual man. No, sir. It came because of transgression. My friend, because of their trespasses. Sinai film was the reason Moses went on that mountain the second time. Sinai film done been up there one time. Sinai film, thank God he went back again. Did he not? Sinai film, but listen to me. Sinai film, brethren, that God give Moses. Sinai film was sufficient for them folks. Sinai film, had they just held to the commandments of God. Sinai film, it was for them to follow. Sinai film, you go into the days of Deuteronomy. Brethren, and you see what Moses gave them. Yes, sir. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, brethren, there was some glory about the first commandment. Yes, they was. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you go over in the book, maybe it's Thessalonians. My friend, some of Paul's writing. My friend, and you'll find out that there's some glory from glory to glory. Hallelujah. My friend, they most certainly was. My friend, the law was glorious. One writer, Paul, I believe, said that the law was holy. My friend, and it was righteous. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, but it wasn't for the inward man. My friend, it was for the outward man. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you can't preach that. My friend, had it would have been for the inward man, my friend, it'd still be in effect. Now, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God. My friend, what did Christ say? He said he come. My friend, to do away with the first, that he might establish the second. My friend, now that was first, my friend, waxeth old and decayeth and vanisheth just like a garment. Woo! Yes, it did. My friend, why, preacher? It had no life in it. No, sir, had none. No, no, sir. My friend, I don't know where you understand this or not. My friend, there ain't a whole lot I can do about it. My friend, just to be honest with you. Oh, glory. My friend, brethren, it didn't bring life. My friend, had it have brought life, then Christ wouldn't have come. No, sir, he would not have come. My friend, but brethren, he came. What did he say? My friend, I have come that you might have what? Might have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, this law didn't bring life. No, sir. It brought the commandments of God because of the transgressions of man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you may not have it, but there was a law already. My friend, before the Mosaical law, yes, they were. Yes, sir. I ain't got time to get into my friend all of this, and I don't mind telling you folks, my friend, brethren, it's been a boiling. My friend, this law and this scripture. My friend, I wasn't gonna read none of it, and I wasn't gonna say anything. My friend, about it tonight. My friend, but I'll be quite frank with you. My friend, I'm glad that Jesus came. Glory. Glory to his name. My friend, there ain't another name given among men whereby we must be saved except at the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, I want you to realize tonight, brethren, you've got it better than they had. Yes, sir, you've got it better. My friend, than they had it. Thank the good Lord. my friend, don't feel sorry for God's people. That, my friend, and don't feel sorry for them. That, my friend, that lived in that day, they had choices. That, my friend, we've got choices today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That, my friend, just to be honest with you, my friend, I just don't understand people. That, my friend, brethren, that have to be drugged to the house of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You might have to drag your children. My friend, but after a while, the dragging ought to be over. Yes, sir. My friend, and it is for the most part. Now, I'm not, my friend, I'm not going to get on to anybody, but I'm going to tell you. My friend, somewhere down the line, some of them missed the mark. My friend, they most certainly have. They missed the mark. My friend, you know what? My friend, brethren, some of them. My friend, you say, preacher, and I've heard them say, I've heard children say, my friend, now get me. My friend, anybody that's about 15, 20 years younger than I am, they're children. Yes, sir. Now you think about that. My friend, brethren, I've got some children that's got, my friend, a little age on them. My friend, yes, sir. I don't make their choices. My friend, I don't make their decisions. My friend, brethren, they come a time that they started making their own. Yes, sir, they started making their own. Brethren, now I'll think this way, and I'm just going to leave it with you. My friend, I've had people to tell me, you say, preacher, we didn't have what, my friend, to what's going on today to confront our young people. My friend, with like my friend it is today. We didn't have that. My friend, now I'm going to say this. I'll agree with you. My friend, on a little bit of that. My friend, but I'm going to have to disagree. My friend, what do you mean disagree? My friend, you know what I think? My friend, I think the same God that helped me. My friend, when I was 15 year old, when I was 16 year old, when I was 17 year old, when I was 18 year old, when I was 25 year old, when I was 35 year old, my friend, the same God will help them today. My friend, but they've got to be a desire. My friend, yes, sir. They've got to be a desire. My friend, I'll say this, and I'm not patting myself or anything. I'm just going to tell you. My friend, brethren, I didn't miss Wednesday night nor Sunday night. My friend, I was 17, 18 year old single boy. My friend, played ball. Yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. I worked 12 hour days, 10, 12 on Saturday. My friend, I had some strength then. Yes, sir. My friend, church started at 7. I got off at 6. I had to go to the Darnsville, get ready, and come back to Calhoun. My friend, yes, sir, make it by 7. My friend, now I'm saying that for one reason. My friend, the same God that got in my heart, my friend, that give me a desire to be there. Leroy, I had a desire to be there. And that's the reason I went. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you didn't have nothing to bother you. My friend, hell. My friend, I had all the world. My friend, I had people on every side. My friend, I played balls, I told you. night, friend, and I told them when I started, I said, I'll play with you. And I said, I ain't playing Wednesdays and I ain't playing Sundays. That night, friend, you can live with that. And I'll play every night if that's what it takes. That night, friend, you know what happened? That worked pretty good until we got down to playoffs. That night, friend, you got into playoffs. That night, friend, Randy, we got to have you. That night, friend, I said, boys, that night, friend, what did I tell you? Yes, sir, I thank God I am. That night, friend, I thank God, Steve, that I had enough still in me. That night, friend, just to tell him I'm sorry. Yeah, glory to God. Preacher, you might have knocked a home run. That night, friend, well, I seem to think I did hit one. Glory, hallelujah. That night, friend, there's more that goes on at the house of God than people lets on sometimes. Did you know that? Glory. That night, friend, I said all that to say this. That night, friend, brethren, if that desire for you to be at the house of God, that night, friend, or any other thing that God gives you to do, that night, friend, if that desire is there, my friend, it's going to be hard for you not to be there. Did you know that? That night, friend, I don't care what age you are. That night, friend, I really don't. That night, no, sir. I'll say this. I'll preach it to you. That night, friend, I've had to come through. That night, friend, a lot of this. That night, friend, my children. That night, friend, they, yes, they did. And they played sports. That night, friend, yes, sir, and we had two. Two at once. That night, friend, in sports and doing things. And the other one's in the band. That night, friend, I'll tell you. Did you know that little old rule? That night, friend, about Wednesday night. That night, friend, brother, the schools got to where they didn't care too much about that. Yes, sir, not the schools. That night, friend, them after school activities. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. That night, friend, and my children, I told them, I said, that night, friend, I wouldn't do it, and I said, you ain't going to do it. Preacher, it's too hard. That night, friend, I got news for you. That night, friend, I still rather they be in the house of God. That night, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That night, friend, me and Kathy both played ball. That night, friend, she played. That night, friend, she certainly did. That night, friend, had a man come to me. That night, we hadn't been married too long. That night, friend, they said, Randy, and he said, I want Kathy to play ball for us. That night, friend, but she says you ain't going to let her on Wednesday night. That night, friend, I said, well, she told you right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That night, friend, they said, yeah. That night, friend, I knowed the man. I knowed where he went to church. That night, friend, and that's the words he said. He said, you know I go to church. And I said, yeah, but evidently not on Wednesday night. Oh, glory to God. That night, friend, preacher, you quit meddling. That night, friend, I will. I'll get on with the program. How you hear me tonight? That night, friend, brethren, why did Joshua turn out? That night, friend, like he did. That night, friend, what was it about Joshua and Caleb? That night, friend, the Bible says, and it'll teach you in here. That night, friend, you know those other folks, they wandered in that wilderness for 40 years. Yes, sir. That night, friend, you know what Joshua and Caleb done? The Bible says they wholly followed the Lord. They wholly followed the Lord. That night, friend, and they was with that crowd. Do you hear me? That night, friend, they was amongst that crowd. That night, friend, you say, preacher, they went right along with them. That ain't what they done. That night, friend, they was there, my friend, because they was part of them. That night, my friend, but if they wholly followed the Lord, my friend, they wouldn't have wondering. Oh, glory. My friend, I'll be quite frank with you now. Preaching like this gets me in trouble. My friend, it most certainly does. Why is that, preacher? My friend, I'm going to tell you something. My friend, I ain't strong enough by myself. How about, brethren, me and the Lord, my friend, can handle this journey? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. My friend, you know Aaron? Aaron, now Aaron was right with Moses. This is the second time. My friend, he come down off that mount. My friend, and Aaron was right with him. And the Lord charged Moses and Aaron. He said, now you command this people and tell them to follow me and my commandments. My friend, and he said, if not, my friend, he said, and those that I have spoken of, my friend, that has disobeyed and would not listen, and would not none of me. My friend, he said, here's what's going to happen to them. My friend, was he a just God? My friend, was he a loving God? My friend, I read to you several places. My friend, how merciful he is. My friend, how loving he is. And I've said this many a time, you'll never find anybody as compassionate as the Lord is. My friend, he shows compassion. Yes, he does. My friend, I don't know tonight altogether. My friend, you say, preacher, that's back yonder, and I just don't understand all that. My friend, brother, it's fairly simple. My friend, God give them some commandments, and all he wanted to do is follow them. Yes, sir, is that not right? My friend, this ain't the only time, folks. My friend, how many times did the Lord, my friend, have to send a pestilence or send a plague or a famine? And he said here in the book of Numbers, he said, after I brought you through the wilderness, my friend, and he said, you believe none of my miracles. My friend, you believe none of that of which I've done. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, my friend, I'll bring my remarks to a close. I ain't going to finish no way. My friend, by any means, the law was weak. Did you know that? My friend, the law was weak. You go to the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, my friend, and you read the first, second, and third verse. My friend, the first verse, I believe, says something about, my friend, him not condemning us. My friend, I'll just probably read it to you. My friend, he's talking about him not condemning us. My friend, if I can find it right quick, I'll leave this with you and I'll bring my remarks to an end. There's some things, my friend, about the law that God, that even in the days when Christ himself walked upon the face of this earth, my friend, he recognized, my friend, it as being the law. My friend, he didn't try to do away with the law. No, sir, he didn't do away with the law. He fulfilled the law. Yes, he did. He says, there is, therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. My friend, why did he write like this? He said, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, listen. He says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. Thank God, from the law of sin and death. Yes, sir. That was that first law. Glory. Glory. My friend, the first law to the first man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who was the first man? My friend, the first Adam. Yes, sir. And you've got one. Yeah. Yes, sir. My friend, he said, now, for what the law could not do. My friend, he's talking about that first law. My friend, he said, in that it was weak through the flesh. My friend, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. My friend, that first law was for the fleshly man. My friend, that first law was for the first Adam. My friend, yes, sir, preacher, I won't have that. What did he say? I'm not putting words in this thing. My friend, no, sir. No, sir, what did he say? He said that first one was weak through the flesh, my friend. All it brought was sin and death. Yes, sir, had no life in it. Ain't that what I said? My friend, had no life in it. My friend, brother, and life couldn't come out of it. My friend, this might not mean nothing to you. My friend, but I'll be quite frank with you. My friend, I think it was Monday. My friend, sometime Monday. My brethren, I don't know why. My friend, but brethren, say the two or three verses come across. My friend, me, and I just thought, well, why was the law weak? My friend, and he said, well, it ain't for the spiritual man. Glory to God. Glory. My friend, glory. Yes, sir. I couldn't have held this to Sunday if I'd have tried. My friend, it'd have died on me. Yes, it would have. Oh, glory. Oh, listen. Woo. My friend, preacher, there ain't too many people here. Probably ain't too many watching. It don't matter. Glory. It don't change the word of God. No, sir. Glory to God. Don't want any of that matter. Thank God I'll eat it. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. My friend, they some hidden manna. Do you know that? They most certainly are. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He sent his son. He said that the righteousness of the law might be what? Fulfilled in us. My friend, read that. My friend, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not going to get into the rest of that. My friend, brethren, there's some strong things in the book of Romans. There's some very strong things in the 8th chapter. Yes, sir. And I'll tell you, it's all good. Yes, it is. You say, preacher, I just can't understand what you're preaching about. My friend, well, brethren, the law which they had, my friend, had they kept it, my friend, they would have still been in favor with God. Yes, sir, but you know what? They couldn't keep it. My friend, because it was for the first man. My friend, I quoted this scripture the other day. My friend, it's association, 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. My friend, says the first man, Adam, my friend, the first Adam is of the earth, earthy. Yes, sir. The second Adam. Preacher, there's two Adams? Yes, they are. My friend, the second Adam is the Lord from heaven. Glory. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, the Mosaic law was for the first one. Yes, sir. my friend, and thank God Jesus come for the second one. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, when a person gets saved, we believe he gets saved spiritually, don't we? Yes, sir. I'm going to hush. My friend, it's good to be here. My friend, it's good for us to be here. My friend, in Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Yes, sir. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You go and read it yourself. My friend, you're going to have to anyway. I ain't going to be able to finish it. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. Yes, there was a law given unto man. Brethren, had that law. I know we say this a lot, and I know that people probably hears it a good bit. Brethren, but do you really understand what it means? My friend, it means people, they say, well, we ain't no longer under the Ten Commandments. My friend, and they all worried. You know, it's a funny thing to me. My friend, the people of this world won't take the Ten Commandments down, don't they? My friend, they won't take them out. They don't want to be them to be any part of them. My friend, well, the truth of it is, my friend, they can't keep them no way. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! My friend, but thank God, God would help them with that. My friend, if they had just turned to Him. Yes, they would. Yes, they would. Yes, sir. I'll hush. It's good to be here. My friend, I really do. I hope you've enjoyed it. My friend, I really do. I hope you have. Yes, sir. Oh, glory. My friend, well, the truth of it is, it just don't shut off when you... you just can't flip a switch, folks. Brethren, this thing's real. And life is real in Jesus Christ. Yes, it is. Thank God. Thank God. You might wonder sometimes why Paul talked a good bit about the law. But Paul knowed the law. He did. He knowed that of the natural Jewish law. He did. And that's one of the reasons, my friend, they couldn't lay hands on him a lot of times. Because they knowed he did. They knowed he had told them the truth. The governor, Felix, or one of them told him. One day, Ovari is telling about his experience, and he said, "You're mad. You're mad. You're mad. You're beside yourself, Paul." Done got mad. Truth of it is, you'll never lay hold of Christ. No, sir, you'll never lay hold of Christ in a carnal situation. Listen. Thank God the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is. The carnal mind. And you do have a carnal mind. There's something about you. That first Adam is very much alive in you. Yes, sir. But thank God if you've been born again, there's a second Adam. Yes, sir. In everything I read and find about the second Adam, thank God can overcome the first Adam. Yes, he can. Thank God. God's given the power, brethren, to overcome the flesh. Brethren, but it takes the spirit to do it. It does. It takes the spirit. You'll never get anywhere with the Lord without the Spirit. I'll hush. Hope you got something out of it.